Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Nancy Pelosi accuses Trump of costing US lives with coronavirus denials. Germany's Merkel shines in virus crisis even as power wanes. And Apple releases new COVID-19 app and website. It's Monday, March 30. I'm Anthony Davis. Nancy Pelosi, the top Democrat in Congress, delivered a devastating critique of Donald Trump on Sunday, accusing the president directly of costing American lives through his constant denials and delays in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Pelosi indicated that an investigation of Trump's actions would be pursued once the worst of the disaster was over. What did he know, she asked, echoing congressional investigators who brought down Richard Nixon. When did he know it? For now, she said, it was a question of making sure the president stopped failing to act. We still don't have adequate testing, Pelosi said, and we still don't have the protective equipment for our health workers who are risking their own lives to save lives. The ties between the White House and individual state governors who are shouldering much of the burden has also descended into dysfunction. Trump has been openly scathing of several Democrats on the front lines of the fight against the pandemic, bragging on Friday that he refused to even talk to the leaders of Michigan and Washington, states very badly hit. In Louisiana, which has the second highest per capita death rate in the country, Governor John Bel Edwards reiterated his expectation that ventilators would run out in New Orleans within a week. Edwards said his state had received no ventilators from the national stockpile run by the Trump administration and had placed orders for around 12,000 with private manufacturers. It has received only 192. Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, said Detroit was in a dire situation that was getting worse by the minute. Trump has responded to her appeals for help by denigrating her as the woman from Michigan and by recounting publicly how he advised the vice president, Mike Pence, not to talk to her. On Saturday, Donald Trump signed a $2 trillion stimulus package into law. Trump has told people that he wants his signature to appear on the direct payment checks that will go out to many Americans. Normally, a civil servant, the disbursing officer for the payment center, would sign federal checks, said a former senior Treasury Department official. The White House didn't comment. In her first address to the nation on the coronavirus pandemic, German Chancellor Angela Merkel calmly appealed to citizens' reason and discipline to slow the spread of the virus, acknowledging, as a woman who grew up in communist East Germany, how difficult it is to give up freedoms, yet as a trained scientist emphasizing that the facts don't lie. Merkel has run Germany for more than 14 years and has over a decade's experience of managing crises. In the twilight of her chancellorship, she faces her biggest crisis yet, a fact underlined by her decision last week to make her first television address to the nation other than her annual New Year's message. "This is serious. Take it seriously," she told her compatriots. With Germany largely shutting down public life, she alluded to her youth in communist East Germany as she spelled out the scale of the challenge and made clear how hard she found the prospect of clamping down on people's movement. The drama was evident in Merkel's words, but the manner was familiar, matter-of-fact and calm, reasoning rather than rousing, creating a message that hit home. It's a style that has served the former physicist well in juggling Germany's often fractious coalitions and maintaining public support over the years. Her Vice Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, who is also Finance Minister, also had a chance to shine in the crisis, leading the way with the aid package that will allow Germany to offer businesses more than 1 trillion euros that he described as a bazooka. Although Germany has registered the third highest number of coronavirus infections in Europe with 58,000, it has only seen 433 people die. Experts have attributed Germany's success partially to widespread and early testing for the virus, among other things. Meanwhile, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro continues to defy calls from health officials looking to prevent gatherings that might spread coronavirus, calling it a little flu. Bolsonaro told supporters outside his official residence yesterday, "We're all going to die one day." Apple has released a new screening tool and set of resources to help people stay informed and take the proper steps to protect their health during the spread of COVID-19 based on the latest CDC guidance. The new COVID-19 website and app were created in partnership with the CDC, the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and FEMA to make it easy for people across the country to get trusted information and guidance at a time when the US is feeling the heavy burden of COVID-19. The app and website allow users to answer a series of questions around risk factors, recent exposure, and symptoms for themselves or a loved one. In turn, they will receive CDC recommendations on next steps, how to closely monitor symptoms, whether or not a test is recommended at this time, and when to contact a medical provider. Anyone in the US who is 18 years or older can access the screening tool by downloading the COVID-19 app on the App Store or by visiting apple.com/COVID-19. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Visit us online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an independent production covering politics, inequality, health and climate, delivering unbiased, verified and truthful world news daily.
Hello, this is Gary Chachot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th-century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.